USA Radio News with Wendy King.
French President Emmanuel Macron has promised that the fire-ravaged Notre Dame Cathedral will be rebuilt. The damage is extensive, but the outer structure is largely intact, and many of the most precious artifacts were saved. 50 investigators are searching for the cause of the fire. The French government said 20 firefighters risked their lives to save the Gothic monument. In Paris for her book tour, former First Lady Michelle Obama addressed a crowd of thousands.
We have to believe in each other. We have to use these times to unite because Notre Dame will be rebuilt.
President Trump has vetoed a congressional resolution to end U.S. military support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen. Lawmakers do not have the votes to override it. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Charges have been dropped against a Maryland woman who's accused of assaulting White House advisor Kellyanne Conway. Prosecutors have asked a judge to dismiss the charges against the woman, who was charged with second-degree assault and disorderly conduct following a confrontation last October in Maryland. Conway told police she was attending a birthday party with her teenage daughter when someone grabbed her shoulders from behind and started shaking her. Conway said the woman yelled at her for around 10 minutes before being escorted out. The woman sent Conway a letter apologizing for the incident. 90 new cases of measles have been reported in the United States, and the spread of the outbreak nationwide is raising alarms in Rockland County, New York. County Executive Ed Day has announced they're banning unvaccinated children from any public gatherings.
The largest outbreak in New York State in 30 years. Despite our best efforts, this outbreak is not going away.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In a speech at Texas A&M University, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo used the occasion to address the issue of why diplomacy matters in the world today. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Pompeo said the work being done by the State Department is vital to our soldiers because they need us and we need them.
The state has helped grow the ranks of the Defeat ISIS Coalition, an enormous victory. We've seized back 100% of the caliphate, liberating millions of Syrians. American diplomats were at the center of creating that coalition and reducing threats to our citizens.
Texas A&M is second only to the military academies for the number of graduates serving the nation in uniform. I'm John Clemens.
A very dangerous Australian flightless bird, similar in size to an emu, was being raised by a breeder in Florida. The owner fell, and he was stomped and clawed to death. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
A cassowary, a giant bird with long claws on each foot, has killed its 75-year-old owner after he fell down in the backyard of his home in Gainesville, Florida. Ron McGill with the Miami Zoo says it's a flightless bird that attacks with its feet.
The cassowary has about a 4-inch extended claw in the middle of its foot that it can use to cut and make severe injury.
The owner was a breeder of the rare bird that's native to Australia and New Guinea. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.